You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And a big thanks to our presenting sponsor, Zondervan, a revered and reliable source for transformative and inspirational content. Support this podcast by visiting zondervan.com and find your next favorite book. Now, on to the show.
Hi, my name's Sarah Wilsey. I'm 15 years old and I'm from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. Today I'm going to be sharing my testimony. I don't really want to glorify my past, but I'm going to tell you some of the key things that I'd gone through before I could really reach out to God. I was in fifth grade when I moved in with my great aunt. I had nowhere to live, so I moved in with my great aunt and I lived with her up until the time I was in sixth grade. When I was in sixth grade, I moved in with my mom, which she worked a lot, and my mom was an alcoholic. So at this time, I just felt like I was in a really dark place. So I started cutting myself, and it wasn't really for me. It was just a cry for help because I wanted my mom to see that I was in pain. I was going to Shawnee at the time, and I had gotten in a fight, and my mom had moved me back to Tecumseh. And going to Tecumseh, I started hanging out with the more so bad kids, the older kids. And I ended up being put in positions that I really didn't want to be put in, but I wanted to seem cool. So I started hanging out with the older kids, and I kept getting in trouble. And I had finally gotten caught up in my actions, and I went to jail. And being 12 years old and being in jail, that's crazy. I spent a night in jail, and the next morning I went to court, and I was let out because I had a broken arm. And the judge told me I was lucky because she said if it was anybody else, they would have stayed. I really looked on my actions and decided I wanted to do better, but I didn't. So my mom didn't come home one night, and I went and stayed with some people, and across the street was a guy I liked, and he and his friends were hanging out, and I decided to go over there, and we were drinking, and me being 12 years old, I obviously had no tolerance to alcohol. So I had became drunk, and the boys had decided they were going to take advantage of me. And that's really when I decided I'd wanted nothing to do with alcohol, with drugs, with anything, or with these kids, because I was assaulted. I felt as if all my power was taken away because of what had happened to me. And that's when I really decided I didn't want to do anything like that anymore. I wanted to just stay home, stay in, but I didn't want my mom to continue drinking because she had become physical at this time. No, seventh grade had started. My mom was still drinking, and I had told her I hated her. That I hated her, that she was the worst mom, and that I didn't want to be around her, and I could tell it had broke my mom's heart, me saying that. Finally, things had gotten to the point where I wanted nothing to do with my mom, and I was staying with my aunt again. It just became a dark time, a dark place. And I had continued to go to church. I went to Wednesday night services with my cousin, and I had asked the pastor to pray over my mom. I told him my mom's an alcoholic, she's mean, I don't want to live with her anymore. And so we've been praying about her. One night I decided to go home to my mom's house, and we got in a big fight. She had started being mean because she was drinking, and I went to go pour out her drinks, and she went to hit me. It went all over me, and I had screamed at her, and I told her, I was like, the pastor's praying for you, mom. That's really when my mom started thinking about it and examining the things that she was doing and putting me through and the physical pain that she had put me through. And she decided to change, or try to. She had went to meetings for months, and that's a big step, going to meetings. She had gone to these meetings for months, and then finally she quit. She got baptized and she quit. And we had both got closer with God. And I can say honestly, if it wasn't for Curtis Mitchell helping me and being consistent with me and always being there, that I don't think I would be as close to God as I am today. Because without him, I really don't think I would have ever became close to God. And Brother Larry Townsend from Bethel has been an absolute blessing in our lives, has done nothing but help me and my mom. And with me and my mom coming to God, it has brought my brother closer to God. And it has really let my family see that, you know, we're trying. And now we're invited to family events. And Our family doesn't look down on us anymore. And it's all to God. I give all the glory to God. It's so amazing the things he's done and helped with my family with. And I love every second that I spend in his presence. And I'm just so blessed to say that I have my mom back and I have my siblings back and just everything. God has been so good to us, and I can't thank him enough for it. I can really just say, no matter where you start, God will take you where you need to be. You're not always going to walk the straight and narrow path. It's going to be bumpy, and you're going to have trials, and you're going to have tribulations, and things are not always going to go right. You're put through these things, you're put through these tests to make you stronger in God, so he can see that you're going to depend on him. I just can't say anything but look up to God, because he's there no matter what. You may not see it, you may not feel it, but he's there. And he's going to do nothing but put his hands over you and try to protect you and do what's best for you.
Two profound things that the scripture says that I delight in every single morning I wake up. One, Jesus says, come to me. Two, put your hope in me. Some of us today are struggling with so many things. We've been in the dirt playing around in our mess. Whether our mess is sin, whether it's anger, whether it's resentment or unforgiveness. So many things that are pointing at us saying, you're dirty, you're dirty, you're dirty. But I want to let you know, we can go from dirty to worthy today, because you are worthy. Your worth is drawn out of Christ. The bad stuff in life doesn't take away from what's true. You're only stuck unless you want to be. Your journey to become who God has created you to be starts here. It starts right now, right where you are, dirt and all. I remember one day when my son, Jarrell, was a youngster. I used to take him to college football games, particularly Oklahoma Boomer Sooners. Oklahoma Sooner football games were unlike any other thing I ever experienced. I loved the games. But one day, he was playing in the bleachers with me as a two-year-old baby. And then I decided that I'm going to leave the bleachers and I'm going to go up to the concession stands and I'm going to get my son a treat. I'm going to get him an ice cold Freezy. So as the game's playing, my son is over there with my brother, Mashawn, and I run over to go purchase some ice cold Freezies from the concession stand. And when I returned, I bent over to give to him what I seen. The kid had a mouthful of dirt. It was a dust-infested bleach, and he decided to put the dirt in his mouth. What a mess. Imagine trying to eat a cool, sweet Freezy with a mouth full of dirt. Won't work out too well, right? My heart intended to shower my son with delight, but he settled for dirt. Did I continue to love him? Yes, I did. You can bet on that. Right where he was, dirty mouth and all, absolutely. His decision to eat dirt didn't make him any less of my son. It didn't make him any less of my child. I didn't lessen my love for him. What kind of father would I have been to let him keep eating the dirt, keep his mouth full of dirt? Not much of one at all, right? I loved him deeply right where he was. But I refused, check this out, I refused to leave him there. I grabbed him, I nestled him tightly in my arms, and I carried him up the stairs all the way to the concession stand where I bought him a brand new bottle of water so I can wash his mouth out. You know, I could have took him in the restroom and, you know, used that crazy faucet water, but no, everyone knows stadium faucet water is terrible. Faucet sinks are terrible at those games, especially OU game. I'm not an OU fan anymore, but listen, guys, I nestled him out in my arms. I carried him up the stairs to the concession stand, bought him a new water. And then I, after washing his mouth of that dirt, then I gave him the Freezy to enjoy. That's what love does. That, my friend, is what God does too. But he does it even in a greater, a grander way. God is love. That's who he is. And he wants you to do the same and so much more. And he has so much more for you as he did for my son and as I did for my son. God holds us in his loving arms, dirt and all. This is what I'm getting to, guys. God holds us in his loving arms, dirt and all. And he has already purchased us with the water and the blood. Come on now, say amen. And he's washed away the dirt. And he says in his word, he says, and I have greater things in store for you. And, he, you know, just like I told you at the beginning of this podcast, one, he wants us to come to him, all who are weary and burdened, all of us come to him. But number two was that he wants to be our hope. He wants us to have this hope, this confident expectation. That's what hope is an expectation, knowing, a knowing that something is to come. And I love what the scripture says. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man. The good things, come on now, the good things that he has in store for those who love him. You are a child of God. You are loved deeply. God is waiting to cleanse you of all that dirt, all that gunk, all that mess we've been playing around in. Where have you been playing around in? What dirt have you been messing around in? And now you've become a mess. I am a mess, guys, if I don't come to the Father who cleansed me. That dirt you may be wrestling with today is anger. Is that what's happening in your life? Is it anger? Is that dirt bitterness? Is that dirt religion? What's the dirt you are messing around with? Is it jealousy? Is it comparison? Is the dirt fornication? Is it pride or is it lust? Is it pornography? What's the dirt that you've been playing in? Is it greed? You know, but God has this amazing heart for an exchange for us. He wants to take away our dirt and give us a new desire to delight in what he has for us.
Let's take a quick break to hear from a sponsor.
Have you ever felt helpless as you look around at the needs in the world today? So many of us wonder if there's anything we can really do to help. Well, we want to tell you about a new book from our friends at Zondervan called Disruptive Compassion that just might answer some of these questions. With raw and inspiring stories from the world's most desperate places, Convoy of Hope founder and CEO Hal Donaldson takes us on a tour along the front lines of courage and compassion. Let this book be your crash course in what it means to become a revolutionary as you learn how to evaluate the resources you already have, navigate real concerns and risks, check your motives, and ultimately become equipped as an agitator with purpose. Disruptive Compassion by Hal Donaldson is available for pre-order now wherever you buy books. Get your copy today.
Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? You'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text Converge to 31996 and take our quick 3 minute survey. That's Converge to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
But it's not easy. I get it. I get it. You may be saying, Rashawn, it's not easy for me to change. It's not an easy exchange. It's not cool to do that either. But let me tell you, we tend to enjoy staying in our dirt. I get it. I've been there. I'm constantly fighting this battle every single day not to return to the vomit that God has saved me from. Instead, we need to pick up that frozen dessert that God has for us, you know, and taste and see that he is good, because God is good. He is so good. Even if our day isn't good, it's not predicated on how great our day is, you know, God's goodness. It's just a truth. It's a universal truth. It's because of who he is, what he's done, and what he will do. And he has not yet finished with you. We oftentimes are far too comfortable, in effect, saying things like, my dirt has dirt, and I'm trying to make a change, but it's way too hard. So you know what? I'm going to just keep it the same. I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. But let me tell you, I think one of my favorite authors, his name's Bob Goff. You may know of him. He wrote the book Love Does. But one of the things that he said one day, he tweeted it. I'm not sure specifically if it's in his book. I think it is, though. But he tweeted something that truly blessed me. And he said, if you think your mess is bigger than God's grace, that's your second mistake. Oh, man, that's really good. He said, if you think your mess up is bigger than God's grace, well, then that's your second mistake. That's a funny, but yet so true and strong, profound wisdom nugget. But yeah, what I really want to convey to you guys, we can't miss the fact that we can experience God's undeniable right now. It's available to you right now. Today, know that this is available to you, and do not miss out on experiencing God's undeniable, unexplainable, unthinkable, unspeakable love. His life-changing love is available to you today, and it isn't determined by how strong your faith is towards him. It's not determined by that. You know, and he loves you perfectly and unconditionally simply because he made you. That blows my mind, and because who we are in his son, and that changes everything. His love for you doesn't diminish no matter how many mistakes you make. Maybe you're saying that right now. I've made too many mistakes and I've broken his heart too many times. But God has a way of breaking our heart for what breaks his and turn us back to the truth of his heart of love for us. And that changes everything. So maybe you're somebody who just stumbled across this podcast. You're not necessarily a follower of Jesus. You know, you don't necessarily go to church. You may not be close to him. But I want to remind you of this, that his love never ceases. And even if you ignored him, maybe you disrespected him, maybe you rejected him, maybe you disobeyed him, God's love endures forever. That's what I'm trying to get to you. That's what I'm trying to say to you. God loves you right where you are, and he refuses to leave you there. And it's a big thing to take a moment and just think about this. Some of you, you love God, but you just don't have the right view of God. Some of you see God as your parents, like your mother or even your father. Maybe your father walked out on you, and or maybe you did something that broke your parents' heart, and now they don't claim you. Maybe they're not communicating with you. Maybe they're upset with you, or you're upset with them. But I want to remind you about this. With God, it's totally different. Come as you are. God doesn't grade on a curve, you know, how good you did or how close to the mark you hit, but he graded on a cross. God doesn't grade on a curve. He grades on a cross. No matter how broken or brilliant you are, he loves you. No matter how old or young, he loves you. No matter how deeply in your sin you are, he still loves you enough to reach his hand so he can pull you out of it. Jesus is inviting you, all of you, the good you, the bad you, the ugly you, whoever you are, to bring your mess, your stress, your oppression, your depression to the cross. That's what he's inviting you to do today. While you're at it, make sure you come with empty hands and an open heart. Make sure you come ready to receive and believe and become. To those who receive him, to those who believe in his name, the scripture says he gave the right to become children of God. And he's giving you that opportunity today. You may be saying, I've had crazy times in relationships, and I don't think God can really be faithful and not fail me today. Maybe you're saying that. You may be saying, a parent abandoned me, and you're most likely upset about that, you know? And that may be true. You may have been abandoned by a parent while you were warmly nestled in your mother's womb. Maybe your dad walked out on you, but strategically, come on now, but God strategically master planned that to happen for your good and for his glory. Maybe you're asking, what do you mean? What I'm trying to convey to you, what I'm trying to say to you is that the parent may have walked out and had an exit plan, but God has an eternal plan for you. God told the young shepherd boy David this, and I will never forget this. It changed the trajectory of my life. It changed my perspective on Christ when I read this in Psalms chapter 139, verse 16. It says, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Get that? All the days all your days, all the good days, the bad days, every day, all day, has been written in the book that God specifically wrote your name in, wrote the moment you were born, wrote the tragedy that you face. He wrote down the celebrations and the cheers. He wrote down the worst days where you're full of tears. He wrote all that down way before the world began. The most important truth that we should get out of this as a child of God, and when we come to him, is that we came from him so we can give ourselves back to him. And when we separated from God, and this is why he longs for us to give ourselves back to him. We're not here just to work for God to receive his gift of love, but we're here to walk with him every single day. We're here to live from his unchanging love and to live for our love for him. Amen. Nothing more and nothing less until we go back home to him. This is our hope. This is our destiny. And this is what God has laid out for us as believers to walk in. We need to live and be and have our being in him, because it's in him that changes everything, changes the way we view the world, view ourselves, and view others. In Jesus' name, I'm super excited. Let me just take a moment and pray for you. Father God, I just thank you for each and every person underneath the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray that you meet them right where they are. I pray your presence begins to remind them of how precious they are in your sight, Lord. I pray peace. And Lord, that they'll have a heart of stillness as they wait for you, Lord. You said, be still and know that I'm God. So Lord, I pray that you give them a confident expectation that waiting on you and having you work for them is going to get much more done in the midst of their day today, of their week. Lord, help them to become a better wife, a better husband, a better single man or woman of God who's fulfilling your will as they wait for the time that their loved one comes, their relationship comes. Lord, I also pray for those who are on their last leg. They feel like they're on the last leg of their life and they just want just extra encouragement, extra strength to endure through the tough times of being a believer in these fallen days. Lord, I just ask that you'll equip them, encourage them, and empower them by the power of your Holy Spirit to move into the purposes that you have for them. God, we love you and we thank you for loving us right where we are. You set us apart. You chose us to be a light in the world, a city on the hill not to be hidden. So we thank you for allowing us to be co-heirs in Christ and seated at the right-hand side of you, Father. We are in heavenly places and we embrace every moment we have in you, God. Again, do we live and do we be and do we have our being? Guys, thank you so much for listening in to the Scriptures and Stories podcast, where we bring meaningful stories and powerful scriptures. Right now, I'd implore you to go ahead and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. I believe that you guys are making a huge difference right now in our space that we're creating for the presence of God. We're growing. We're getting so many responses from people all over the world that are listening into this podcast. Make sure if you haven't yet, go to your Instagram, post this episode on your story, and I'll share it to our large ministry pages to help spread the word. But this is a way we can just bridge the gap between people and their brokenness and God and his glorious glory. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what he's going to continue to do through this. If you want to just reach out to me personally and connect, I'm always so grateful. I receive your text messages. I receive your calls. I'm so grateful for all that God's doing. So here's my phone number. Reach out to me at 678-667-6582. Again, it's 678-667-6582. Don't hesitate. Initiate. Reach out to me. I would love to connect with you again. And if you haven't yet, tweet at me. Write me on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you. Probably the most important thing I'll say again on this podcast is the verse of the day, the scripture of the day. I really want you to hold on to this, you know, lean into what God is. There's some truths, biblical truths of God's word and what he's doing in our lives and what he did in my life a long time ago when I realized that, hey, I need to put down the dirt and pick up a heart of delight for him, you know. So Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 is the verse of the day. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Again, commit to the Lord whatever you do. you do. Come on. And He will establish your plans. Guys, well, guys, thank you for listening in to the Scriptures and Stories podcast, where we bring meaningful stories and powerful scriptures. I pray that He blesses you abundantly today, this week, this month, as you seek Him.
Thanks for listening to Scriptures and Stories with Rashawn Copeland. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com. With so many podcasts to choose from, we're glad you chose to tune in today. We'd like to invite you to listen to one of our other Converge podcast partners. Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo is all about having a dream or calling to serve God, but also putting daily action steps into play along the journey. Great encouragement for those looking to do big things for God. Subscribe today to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo.